Ireland's classic hits, something for the weekend. It's Trina Mari here. Mr. Brian Adams should be there on Zoom.
Right.
Hi, can you see me?
your mic's not on.
Ah, oh, hang on.
You have to unmute your mic if you want to chat. Otherwise, we can just look
no.
at you.
No. How's that? Oh.
Oh, hang on a minute. Sorry. I'll just be a sec.
Who's that?
Hiya.
Hi, sorry. Brian. You all good?
Yeah, I'm good.
I thought I'd be looking at your face, but I'm looking at a poster of you instead.
Well, you don't want to see me.
I do want to see you. Well, listen, it is so good to have you on. The last time I saw you here in Dublin, I think it was at the Olympia Theatre, maybe 10 years ago or so. And it was a really stripped back show. And I surprised all my girlfriends that night. I said, we're going somewhere. I'm not going to tell you where. And we arrived at your show. But it was a very stripped back show. And the one thing I remember is it wasn't stripped back just with the music, but women were throwing knickers up on stage and everything, looking for your hotel room number. The hysteria was crazy. Are you still experiencing that?
Are you sure you went to my show?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I don't recall that. I do recall a stripped back show, and it was really nice to play that. I mean, we did that for a few years, just Gary and I on the piano and myself on guitar, and just did like a songwriter's sort of seminar almost, you know. It was like 2 hours of just acoustic music.
Yeah, oh, it was lovely. I'm taking it you can see me. You can have a look at what... Look what I've been listening to all weekend. That is a very worn CD. A lot of use that's gotten over the years. Would you have any idea how many people you might have possibly played live to? Because in the Three Arena, which is where you're going to be playing at the end of the month, I do the safety announcement. So I'll tell people where the, you know, the emergency exits are. So I kind of have this claim to fame that I've played to millions just because of that. How many people would you have any idea you have you played to across your career?
Well, I can sort of judge it from the, just before the lockdown. We had, we did this thing with DHL, which is obviously a shipping company. That with every ticket we sold over the course of a year and a half, we would plant a tree somewhere in the world. And we got up to 1 million tickets.
Oh my gosh. So that was just during that time. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really incredible.
And coming to Ireland, I don't know whether you find this all around the world, but the Irish just adore Brian Adams, don't they?
Because of my Irish roots, probably.
Do you have Irish roots? Okay, I didn't realise. What song would you say then, Brian, has been the most successful for you in terms of royalties? Because I tell you what, on my radio show, there's never a day when Brian Adams isn't played. People look for it all the time. The song that you're probably most proud of and the song that probably brought in the most in royalties for you, what would that be?
I mean, it would have to be either Everything I Do or Summer 69. Those two are at the top of the food chain.
Yeah.
Top of hot food and shoes chain. that's what I keep my kids in. Thanks for saying it. I mean, I'm glad you're playing the records. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. I was talking to my husband about the fact that you were going to be on the show, and we were in the car and we were reminiscing about, I mean, Brian Adams' music is really the soundtrack to our childhood and our early teens as well. And he was telling me a funny story. He used to be a cameraman, and he did your camera when he played Slane. He was talking to me about when he was much younger, and there was a girl on his road that he really fancied, and she was talking about how she loved the Brian Adams song, Everything I Do for You. And he pretended that he had a copy of it. He ran home to his mother, asked for a loan of money, got the bus into town to go and buy it so he could go up to this girl and say, oh, hey, I have that. Would you like to borrow it? So everyone kind of has a story.
He sounds like a pop fella.
I think everyone has a kind of a story related to a Brian Adams song. Like even my sister's wedding video, Heaven is the song on the video. You must find that people have stories that come to you and say, oh yeah, that song reminds me of this event in my life.
Yeah, well, even for me, I mean, the songs have great sort of reverence to my past. When I think about any of them that I've written, the ones that have done really well, and even the ones that haven't, well, more obscure, I can remember where I was, what I was doing, and you know, everything. And it's almost like having a photo album. Mm. When you hear the music, it brings you back to a time. And that goes for most music. You know, that's what the great connection of songs is. It takes you somewhere. And unlike anything else, really.
You love a duet, don't you, Brian? What's been the most memorable one? Because, I mean, when you think of Tina and Pavarotti, and they're all way up there, aren't they?
Yeah, certainly in octaves as well. I would say Tina would be the one that I have. But then, you know, I've done other ones like with Mel C, which I love doing. And let's see. Yeah, I can't remember. But yeah, those ones, those are good.
Yeah. Barbara Streisand, Rod Stewart, Sting. They're kind of...
Oh, yeah.
He's done so many, he can't remember.
You put me on the spot there. I just didn't have it in front of me. You
know? Yeah. It's been 28 years since the Pavarotti one. That is hard to believe, because I bet you sometimes it feels maybe 5 or 10 years to you when you're doing these things.
Yeah, I mean, that was, I didn't even know what I was doing, to be fair. When I had got asked by him to do it, and I at first I wasn't so sure, but then I talked to Sting, and he said, look, just go, because you'll have a good time, you know. And so I went along, and sure enough, I had a great time. I brought my father along, because my father's a huge opera fan. And he said to me just before we got there, he said, listen, you tell Pavarotti that I bought his very first record. I said, okay, I will tell him that. So when I arrived, I said to Luciano, I said, hey, Luciano, you know, my father bought your very first record. He goes, it's not possible. I said, no, he did. He goes, it's not possible. I said, all right, fine. So my father walked in a little while later, and he said, oh, Luciano, I bought your very first record. And Luciano said, and what was my very first record? And my father said something like, oh, it was Donizetti, da 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 da. And Luciano opened his arms and gave my father the biggest bear hug. And I thought, oh, this is the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've got my father being hugged by his idol.
That's amazing. Because your mom is in the video for your latest song as well. How is she doing? She's an incredible woman, isn't she?
She's 94.
Wow.
My mom. You can't beat her. She's sort of one of those women that you she's indefatigable. You can't wear her out. She just really keeps going. And actually, one of the things I say to her all the time when we're talking, I said, Mom, you know, it doesn't matter how slow you go, as long as you keep going.
Mm. Well, she looks incredible, doesn't she, in the video? She's just lapping it up, loving every moment of it.
No, it's really, I mean, I want her to put her in the video because she can't travel anymore. So I wanted to include her in what was going on with the new music. And so she felt part of it, because she would ordinarily have been coming to see some shows and traveling around, but she can't anymore.
Of course, you got a train to one of your gigs before. That is such a mad thing to do. Was it because you didn't realise how massive of a star you were? Or referring to the Madison Square Garden one. Or are you just that kind of guy where you don't want someone to ferry you around?
Well, that particular story you're talking about was a long time ago. And I was in New York about to go to play at Madison Square Garden. And we got in just a bit late in the afternoon, and then I realized I had to get going. But it was one of those days in New York where you couldn't find a taxi. So the ride was just get on the subway. So I got on the subway. But what I didn't realize by getting on the train was that all the people going on the train were going to the show. So there was people looking at me like, and it was sort of looking, they look over and look down a bit and then talk to their friend like, it looks a lot like him, don't you think? And so I got off at whatever it was, 32nd, 31st Street or something. And then I didn't know which way to go. So a fella comes up to me, he says, are you the singer? I said, yeah. He goes, what are you doing taking the train? I said, well, I just needed to get to the gig. I said, which way is it? He says, come here, I'll take you. So he took me to, Madison Square. We walked down the street together, and I just brought him into the gig and just gave him backstage passes for him and his mate.
Imagine if they didn't let you into your own gig, Brian.
Well, that would have been something.
They'd be waiting a while. In your industry, there are so many people around you, and I guess it can be hard to figure out who are your real friends and who are the people who are there because you're Brian Adams. Do you still have friends from your childhood that you still hang out with now?
Of course.
Yeah.
And it's not very hard to differentiate the real people and the people that are just, you know, whatever. I have a very small circle of friends, and I keep my circle quite small. That's the way it is, you know.
Well, can you guarantee us when you come to Dublin at the end of the month that you're going to be playing all the hits? Because there's one thing that people love when they go to a concert. They want to hear the old stuff as well.
Trina, don't worry. I mean, we have a new album called So Happy It Hurts, and we will be playing some songs from that, but we'll also be playing all of the ones you know and love, okay?
I know for a fact you're going to lift the roof.
Don't you get worried. Don't you get worried. All right.
Listen, it's been so lovely. I will definitely be there because I'm a big fan, and I'll be playing this now all day.
Get the new album too, will you please?
Absolutely. I'm there.
So happy it hurts, darling. See ya.
Bye, bye. Well, there you have it. Brian Adams on Ireland's Classic Hits, and you're going to really have a great time if you're going to see him at the Tree Arena on the 30th of May. It is something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.